who's doing the intro?
The both of us.
All right.
Like last week.
Welcome to Bed Bath & Beyond.
On this week's episode, the 10 team parlay is back.
Get fucked.
What are we going to talk about?
We're going to talk about week one. We're going to talk week one NFL. That's all we're going to talk about because we're doing it once a week now that you have Fantasy Fight Night every Tuesdays with Adam. Great podcast. I actually listened to some. This is going to be a very long intro, but we'll get there. But basically, we're going to be dissecting week one matchups, giving our picks. Okay, we'll talk about your little fucking 10-team parlay that never hits, somehow gets 8 or 9 correct. I swear you'd be rich if you only did 8-game parlays. And
that's probably true, actually. I'd be able to retire.
And yeah, I think that'll pretty much wrap up. I do have a fantasy draft right after this, Andrew.
Have a fantasy draft right after this. So
what are we doing?
Let's get into it.
Bye bye, everyone. 3, 2, 1,
go.
I am Ian Peacock.
And I am Andy Heidemann. And I hate sports betting.
No matter what you say, I'm betting $100 on it tonight. All right, we're back. Why were you drinking?
Oh, shit. Oh, man. Okay, welcome to Bed Bath & Beyond.
Brought to you by B3T Sports.
.com. Go to b3tsports.com to get all your latest sports news on sports betting, Zed Run, the fucking Mariners. I don't know why we're talking about the Mariners. I guess
somebody likes them.
Also,
if you want your chance at a free NFL jersey from B3T Sports, go to b3tsports.com/contest. Enter. There's a bunch of ways to enter. You can get several entries and it'll end on September 30th.
You can get a lot of entries.
Watch the pod. Check that out.
Watch the pod's an entry. Following us on Twitter is an entry. Liking us on Facebook is an entry. YouTube, subscribing to our YouTube channel. That's an entry, Andrew. So
you can
do all of that.
Retweet something, get an entry, all that good shit.
Do all of that and you'll probably win a jersey, a Kirk Cousins jersey. Lucky you.
You know, it's funny that you made that bet with me that if anyone wins and gets the Kirk Cousins jersey, that like I get $1,000. run the tape. No, it's super funny that I can't believe, I don't think you would ever make that bet, only because there's no way that you would put that out there on a podcast beforehand that was the bet, because somebody would do it just out of spite.
I know. Yeah, that would be, that's why I'm not doing the bet, is because I sense collusion. But you can pick for the B3T Sports jersey giveaway. You can pick any jersey you want. Okay. We're picking up the tab. And you have for the promos, Kirk Cousins, smack dab in the very middle,
sir,
for everyone to look at. And it just makes me laugh because no one would ever fucking pick Kirk Cousins. But they might just to spite me. So I give you $1,000.
So how's it going? It's going to be, first of all, just for the people, we are recording this a little bit ahead of time. Normally,
Andrew, why are you saying that? People didn't need to know that.
Somebody's going to break a femur and we're going to be like, this is a lock. This is a clear lock at +300 or whatever. And then we're going to find out somebody.
Nothing's going on this week. Nothing's going on this week that we would
the
have
first
to report
game
on Friday.
Of the season.
Yes, the first game of the season. I'm fucking with you. Speaking of the first game of the season, let's talk about it because we're going to go through all the week one games, okay? One matchups. Should we give, we are a sports betting podcast at our
core. Yeah, we're going to give the odds.
Are we going to, do you have my DraftKings? You know what Apple does? Sometimes when you don't use an app for a long time is they undownload it for you. Just to save space.
I would be okay with that.
They don't even ask you.
Go in ahead of time and be like, listen, I don't care how long I don't use this app. I want you to keep it. Because some apps are seasonal, you know? Or like, what about Archero? There are times I don't play that game for months, but
Archero's
when I'm on a
tight
plane.
Yes. That okay, so
exactly.
I actually got screwed because I only play that game whenever I go on planes. It's a great playing game. It's a mobile game called Archero. And I hadn't played in a while. I hadn't flown in a while. And then when I finally went to go play it on the plane, I figured it was already downloaded. Obviously, it should have been since I played it before. Right. And Apple had, you know, taken it off my phone, undownloaded it. And so I was on the plane and I couldn't re-download it on the plane. It was too late. So sucks. I was fucked.
I'd be super upset. I play that game on planes all the time. Or like if I don't have Wi-Fi, it's a bit of a pain because they like to show you a bunch of ads and you don't get some of the bonuses if you like don't have Wi-Fi. But you
I love that. I love mobile games on airplane mode because you don't need to get bothered by all the pop-up ads.
Right. All right. So first game of the week, obviously this Thursday, Cowboys, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The line for this game is that we got the Bucs are favored by 8, over-under is 52, money line for the Bucs minus 380. That's actually up. It was 365 when I
Andrew,
took them for
Andrew, my... Andrew, let's just to save our sanities, let's just talk about the spreads. I don't care about the money lines. We don't care
the
about
money line's important, though. The money line is
you can
all
infer
the,
you can,
all the value.
You can infer what the money line is going to be based off of the spread. There is a correlation between the money line and the spread.
How am I
going to
go over my 10-team parlay that's all money line?
Just stop. You can pick the money line and you can say the money line for any teams that are part of your 10-team parlay. That's the exception to the rule.
Deal. I will allow that. So anyway.
So is this the first game in the 10-game parlay?
It is not. This game is not
involved. Okay, then I don't
actually
wanna...
no. I'm just no, kidding. I'm just wanna... kidding. Of course, I have the Bucks. Of course, I have the Bucks in the 10-team parlay.
Give me Bucks. Hammer the spread -8 for the Bucks. The Cowboys are frauds. Okay. They've always been frauds. Dak Prescott. I mean, that's not a hot take. I don't think that's a hot take. Dak Prescott is definitely fucking hurt. So I'm sure he'll play, but he's not going to play 100%. CeeDee Lamb is not the best wide receiver in the league. That's a little inside joke between me and Andy.
It's true. It's
listeners
true.
Aren't going to get that. Just know CeeDee Lamb isn't the best wide receiver in the league. And of course, if you're listening, you're probably like, yeah, no shit. Yeah. Right. No, of course he's not the best wide receiver in the league. Hammer the Bucks.
Do you have any other, I know the answer to this. Do you have any other bets on this game as it being the first game of the season?
Do I have any other bets? Depends. I will look at what DraftKings or any other comparable sports book is giving out. A lot of sports book for the first time, for the first game of the season, they're going to give you some free bet. They're going to give
right
you some
now,
some
DraftKings
easy
is
bet.
Running a thing where it's like, as long as the Bucks don't lose by 73 points, you
there
can
you
win.
Go. There
you
go.
With 50 bucks.
It's a no-brainer bet.
They also gave me a deposit bonus. It was like for whatever amount you deposit, you get 50% of it back in free bets. I deposited, you know, like just a little $300. So I got five $30 bets. I used a free one on Antonio Brown being the first one to score a touchdown. And
I love that. Here we go. Look,
Listen, we're gonna get you back in. We're gonna save your soul.
Here's what I was gonna say. I know this is a little bit of a tangent. I know that I went on a huge rant against sports betting, and to be honest, that was kind of like the bull trap. Okay, that was the bear trap bull right before I just spend all my money on the sports books this season.
Yeah,
I am ready. Go. I put on my sports betting hat. We are two days away from NFL season. I'm ready to sports bet. I still love NFTs. I still will spend an absurdly amount of money on NFTs. However, I will try to match that with sports betting.
Match.
Now. I'm going to try to match it.
The Antonio Brown.
I'm going to be poor. I'm going to be very poor.
Unless you win, and which you will be if you
listen. Well, that's the whole point.
So, like, the Antonio Brown prop bet was plus 1,400, and I took that yesterday, and it just so happened, turns out that there's a chance Chris Godwin doesn't play in this game.
That's even better. And you got the odds. You got the odds for because obviously they're going to lower that. If Chris Godwin doesn't play, they're going to lower the odds of Antonio Brown being the first touchdown scorer because that's less options on the field.
Exactly. Now they haven't done it yet.
But you got in early.
Exactly. Yes. So and they haven't done it yet, and they haven't even said Chris Godwin isn't going to play. It just he had a hamstring issue. There's a chance he won't play. I don't know how big that chance is, but anyway, they are Bucks. They're now -380 on the money line. They were -365.
We're not talking. Hold on.
When I had them in my 10-team parlay,
you do not.
Yes, I do. I lied to you. I lied to you.
Which part? Which lie? The lie that they were. I lied to you
that they're not in. They're definitely in my 10-team parlay.
That's a weird lie. It would make sense. Listen, the lie
I just wanted for us to fight.
I mean, we're going to fight. We're going to fight. Dude, look, it is a no-brainer bets. It is a no-brainer bet that we are going to fight this episode because I'm sure you're going to have the most ridiculous takes for some of these game matchups. Are we on the same page, though, for the Bucks? We're taking the Bucks -8.
I will take the Bucks to win. I don't know if I'm confident enough to take the Bucks to cover.
No, you have to. Now we're about to fight for our first game. Yeah. You need to pick one side or the other.
Oh, I have to pick. Oh, we should. You know what we should do this season? We should record.
We are recording.
We should. We should record our records. If we're gonna, if we were to bet every single game in the NFL, if we're only doing spread, we should record.
Okay, hold on. I'm getting a piece of paper. Okay, all right, We will do that. Actually, you need a graphic. You're going to need a graphic.
Oh, we'll have a graphic.
Okay, we'll have like a scoreboard. Now, here's what we're going to do, Andrew. Do we want, because this is going to be a lot of games to keep track of, do we want to go week by week and whoever gets the most games, the most spread games correct in 1 week, that's a win for the week. As opposed to being like, oh, I got eight games right. You got seven games right.
Here's the thing. I'm good with doing, I'm good with doing that, like who wins the week. But we're going to have the numbers. We might as well just keep the whole thing at the end of the season, go over
it's
about
just gonna
how
get
much
real,
better
it's just gonna
I was
get
than you.
Absurd. It's just going to get absurd.
Yeah, but I want a numerical value on how much better I am than you.
Okay, that's not going to happen, but sure. Okay, so I have the Bucks for this game. What do you have?
I'm gonna take the Cowboys at +8.
Pussy. Okay. Well, look, we're fighting right off the bat. That's always a good sign. Mm-hmm. Seahawks.
49ers,
Colts.
Lions. What?
What are you looking at?
DraftKings. What are you looking at?
Google. I told you my DraftKings app is undownloaded from my phone.
You so say them, I'll find them. We're talking about Seahawks, Indianapolis.
Yeah, but it would make more sense for you to just read them off since you have the odds in front of you.
It very
so
much
just,
would.
So yes. Just do that. 49ers. Do the 49ers.
San Francisco versus the Detroit Lions. San Francisco are 7.5-point favorites.
I'm taking the Lions.
You're a clown. San Francisco, 100%.
You're a fucking clown because Jared Goff is 10 times better than Matthew Stafford. 10 times better than Matthew Stafford.
Even if you take QBs completely out of this, the San Francisco team is so much better than the Lions team. It's ridiculous. The Lions are abysmal.
I'm taking the Lions, 7.5.
All right, I'm taking the 49ers.
Are you keeping track of these?
You grabbed the pen and paper. You literally said, let me grab the pen and paper.
It was honestly
more symbolic?
Yeah, it was symbolic. I don't actually want to write this down. Fine.
That's too bad.
The pen doesn't even work, Andrew. The pen doesn't even have any.
I guess I'm writing it.
Write them down. This is for show. Look how small this notepad is. I couldn't even fit all the teams on this.
It's tiny. Duplicate notes.
It's a cute little notebook, though, right? Holly got it for me as a stocking stuffer so I could write all my brilliant ideas on this notepad.
Okay, well.
It's even got a little lantern, which you would think it was a light bulb. You would think it would be a light bulb, not a lantern, because light bulbs symbolize ideas. Lanterns just get knocked over and burn down cities. Shout out Chicago, where I live. Too soon?
Maybe too soon.
Maybe.
All right. What'd you have? You had the Bucks at -8.
I have the Bucks at -8. You had the Cowboys. I have the Lions at +7.5. You have the 49ers. I am a believer in Jared Goff. What can I say? big believer in that man, Jared Goff. And the fact, Andrew, that you love Matthew Stafford so much, and the fact that you think that just swapping, switch swap and snip, snap, the fact that you think putting Stafford on the Rams is going to automatically make them some Super Bowl contending team is asinine. It's clown. It's honestly, it's.
They were a Super Bowl contending team last year.
No, they were not. Stop it.
They were not.
The fact that you
I can't do this with you.
First off, they were the LA Kings of Fraudland for most of the season. Then they made the playoffs, but there was no chance in hell they were ever going to come close to winning the Super Bowl. They were not Super Bowl contenders. That's silly. And childish on your part.
I can't wait to hear what you have to say about this one. We got Pittsburgh and the Buffalo Bills. We got the Bills at 6.5-point favorites.
I'm taking the Bills.
I'm also going to take the Bills.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, the first game we agree on, fuck the Steelers. Big Ben, the BB-8 diet, I don't know how well or if he's following it at all anymore, but
he's burning calories. He's fine.
I'm taking the Bills.
All right. Let's see here. Then we got the Minnesota Vikings and Cincinnati Bengals. The Vikings are 3.5-point favorites.
I'm taking the Vikings. The Bengals are so bad. At least they were really bad last year. Obviously, Burrow coming back from his injury. I'm going to take the Vikings as well. Okay. I can't, in good conscience, unless it was over a touchdown of a spread, and even then, I'm still hesitant. I got to go Vikings for this.
Okay, then we got Seahawks and Colts. This is a close one. Seahawks are favored by 2.5.
This seems like a trap because you would think the Seahawks would be favored. I'd give them a 5-point spread. I would give them a 5-point spread on this.
I'm actually surprised it's not higher as well.
But that makes me...
Especially with the COVID protocol, like the players had COVID protocol for the Colts. Like, I really thought
that... I'm still going to take the Seahawks. I'm just in the back of my brain. I do know that the Seahawks kind of are a fraud team. The Seahawks are kind of a fraud team. They have a great quarterback in Russell Wilson, and Pete Carroll is supposed to be a good coach, but then they have DK Metcalf. I don't know. Their defense was atrocious last year. They let Russ cook for a little bit, but then they fell off. It's a weird team.
Yeah.
I'll take the Seahawks.
I will also be taking the Seahawks.
What do you think about Carson Wentz? You think that he's going to do anything?
I think if he's healthy, then they should be. They'll be fairly surprised, I think, with what you get. I mean, they designed that team for bad QB play. So even if he's not great, I mean,
Philip Rivers with his little girl arm.
And they like to duck it under, and they haven't been able to throw it deep for a long time anyway. I can
throw the ball further than Philip Rivers.
All right, next game now. We got Arizona Cardinals, Tennessee Titans, and the spread is 3 points in favor of the Titans.
Taking the Titans.
I am going to take the Cardinals.
Why? Andrew,
Because both their defenses are really bad, and the
Okay, good. So who has the better offense?
The Cardinals have a more explosive offense. Tennessee has a new offensive coordinator.
I don't give a fuck about the offensive coordinator. Who fucking cares?
Guy who calls the plays, the guy who does the game plan. Oh, I don't care about that. All right, that's interesting.
No, I really don't care. I care about the players who are on the field, not the offensive coordinator. Is Vrabel still there?
He's still the head coach. Defensive minded head coach, but
I mean, Derrick Henry. They got Julio Jones now, AJ Brown.
Did you know they bring Derrick Henry his meals on wheels?
No, I didn't know that. I didn't know that, Andrew. Great fun fact.
That's funny though, right?
Great fun fact. You're an idiot for taking the Cardinals. You're an idiot.
Cardinals plus 3.
Kyler Murray is a fraud. I still think of that tiny little meme of it is funny with the big Kyler Murray head, and he's trying to throw. Can you put that on the screen right now? Is that too much to ask?
I could try. He's no, like, that's not too much to ask. I'll see if I can find it.
Well, hold on.
We should have it somewhere.
I know exactly where you can find it. It's on the Bed Bath & Beyond Instagram page.
That's true.
I definitely Instagrammed it last season. And he's just about to throw the football, and he's just a little tiny with the big head.
This game is also in the 10-team parlay, and I do have the Cardinals money line for it.
Look at this. Hold on. Breaking news.
Yeah.
I'm getting... See, this is for this. I'm in a fantasy football league with all my college buddies. Okay, all my fraternity college buddies, and this is the first year that we're allowing people to trade picks before the draft.
That's smart. I love it.
Yes, and it's a redraft every year. It's not dynasty like me, like our league.
Yep.
So I'm getting hit up right now, and looking to see if I trade my pick, though this doesn't really make any sense. This person has the number 2 pick, and I think I have the number 5 or 6. I don't think they'd be trading down.
They'd be trading down. But so, and here's the thing. If you're trading 1 for 1, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, there is some value in that, depending on in your mind, because like, yeah, he's not going to get McCaffrey or Cook, but he's still going to probably get Barkley or Kamara or Henry if he's really high on it. And then he gets a closer pick in the second round on the comeback, right? He doesn't have to wait as long. So he's guaranteed an elite running back and maybe somebody he really likes at wide receiver. Now, I would assume that there's maybe some differences in there. Maybe it's like, I'll trade you picks, but I want your 10th round pick, and then you can have my 11th. So then he gets 2 picks in the 10th.
I don't give a shit about picks that
far. Right. I'm just saying that would be...
Those are fake picks. Those are fake picks, Andrew.
Anyway, the next game is the Jets and the Carolina Panthers. The Panthers are 5.5-point favorites.
Trash bowl, trash can bowl. Who fucking cares? I'm not even going to pick a winner for this one.
Then you forfeit. I will forfeit this one.
Okay, fine. Hold on.
yeah.
What is the spread?
5.5.
For the Panthers.
Panthers, yes.
I'm taking the Jets.
That's hilarious. All right, I'm all about it.
Who are you taking, Andrew?
I'm taking the Panthers, 100%.
Idiot. I mean, yeah. Sam Darnold's a fool who sees ghosts.
Next, we got Chargers, Washington football team. The Chargers are favored. It's a 1-point spread.
Oh, I'm taking the Chargers. I have no faith in the Washington football team.
Yeah, and you said Justin that last Herbert. Year.
I love Justin I know, you Herbert.
Yeah, no, that's totally fair. But remember, I think 2 years ago, I said, watch out for Washington. And then I think I said last year, watch out for Washington. And I think they made the playoffs last year.
In the worst division in the league?
So what? It's playoffs.
Andrew.
How many playoff games did the Ravens win? Andrew.
One. And they had a... Okay, they're in one of the most competitive divisions in the NFL. Shut the fuck up.
Who gives a fuck about divisions in the playoffs?
Andrew. Stop it right now. You're honestly pissing me off, and you're sounding like a damn fool, because you're basically saying all that matters is that you make the playoffs even if you're a shitty team. If you're a shitty team, hold on. Just let me finish my statement.
Yeah, go for it.
The NFC yeast infection, the NFC East is the worst division in football, and all of the teams in the NFC East will never win a Super Bowl in the next 5 years. Never win a Super Bowl. They won't even come close to winning a Super Bowl in the next 5 years. I don't give a shit about...
Do you have to define coming close?
Making a championship game. An NFC championship game.
You have to... An NFC championship. Okay.
I think that's pretty... You don't have to go to the Super Bowl, but you have to make the NFC championship game. They're not going to come close to going to the NFC championship game because all four of those teams are absolute trash water. They are hot, stinky, poo-poo garbage, and I don't care if they made the playoffs last year because they were the shiniest shit on the street. It doesn't matter. They're still terrible teams.
So you have Chargers at +1? Or -1, I'm sorry.
Yes. The Washington football team, I don't know what you were trying to do with, like, I told you about the Washington. Remember when I told you about the Washington football team? Remember when I told you about Dwayne Haskins and how he was going to be a threat in the NFL?
I'm just saying that they're going to be better than you expect this year. Same as last year when I said they would be better than you'd expect.
What does that mean?
They're going to win like 9 or 10 games this year.
They will not win 10 games, Andrew. I will bet so much money right now that they will not win 10 games.
You want to give odds?
No, I don't want to give odds.
Oh, okay.
But they're not going to, come on, they're not
going to win. But you're extremely confident. We're moving on. We got Philadelphia Eagles.
They're not going to win 10 Falcons. Games. Don't be silly. Don't be fucking
The
silly.
Falcons are favored at -3. Who you got?
Who are the Falcons playing?
The Eagles.
I'm going to go with the Atlanta Falcons, even though I don't feel good about that pick. I don't feel good about that pick. Okay,
I do.
I've got a response from my fantasy companion who has the number 2 pick. He said, let's keep the lines of communication open throughout. If you want
open
Cook
throughout
or Kamara, I'm absolutely willing to trade my number 2 pick and go back to number 5. Then we can swap later round picks.
Right, but I see it's like, and you don't care about those later picks. So if you really want Cook, I'd say go for it. However, I would find out what he means by later round picks. Does he mean 10th round picks? Does he mean 5th round picks? Because 5th round picks are not late round picks.
Right. I know. I'd be down. I would like Kamara. I do want Kamara.
You want Kamara over Cook? Is this a full PPR league?
It is. It used to be half, but I'm pretty sure we rounded up last year.
I'd still want Cook, I think.
Really?
I mean, I personally.
I love Kamara.
Yeah, sure. So do I.
It doesn't sound like you love him, actually. It sounds like you like him. It sounds like like the idea. It sounds like you love the idea of him, but you actually like him.
There's just like the Saints' plan has never, ever been run it into the ground. He's an efficient runner and he can catch the ball. He really can. But I know for a fact that Dalvin Cook is going to get the work on the ground all the time. It's just like, and barring injury, I don't think that there's a world where I just would find myself taking Kamara over. Anyway, while you look at that, we're going to look at the next matchup. We got Jacksonville and Houston. Jacksonville are 2.5-point favorites. This game feels fucking dumb to me. This is a trash bowl.
This is a trash bowl game that belongs on a Thursday night game. I can't wait for this.
I'm going to take the Jags. I'm taking the Jags just because they're favorite. Like, I don't.
Well, they have the hot new number 1 pick quarterback.
Sunshine.
Sure. Why not? Let's go with the Jags. I don't feel good about it. Just like the Falcons. I felt good about the Jets.
Next, this should be a good game. I don't care what you're going to say. You're going to be upset when I say this. It should be a really good game between two very good teams. We got the Chiefs and the Browns. The Chiefs are favored by 6.5 points, which I think the Browns are really good, but the Chiefs just score so many points. Like, I think that that's probably
the spread?
6.5. Not quite a touchdown.
I'm taking the Chiefs.
I think I'm going to also take the Chiefs. Both Chiefs.
Browns can suck my ass.
I know you'd say that. Okay, Packers, Saints. Packers are 3.5-point favorites. Hammer the Packers. Absolutely hammer them.
Yeah, take the Packers. Right, good.
All right, both Packers.
He's asking me which one. Do you have number 5 or number 6?
He doesn't even know who he's trading with. That's insane.
I can't remember.
How do you not just open? Just look.
I think I have 6. Christ. I think I have 6.
That's even better for you. Okay, we got Dolphins.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I mean, if you're trading up, yeah, it is. Dolphins, Patriots. Patriots are favored by 3.
Give ew. McCorkle. We like McCorkle.
I think it's in New England as well.
All right, Tim, give me the page. I don't. You know what? I don't like the Dolphins. Close your ears. Cover your ears. Johnny Walks. I don't like the Dolphins. I don't like Tua. I think Tua is also a fraud. So give me the Patriots. Mac, Cheeseburger, yeah. McCorkle, Jones. He's all right.
We're both going Pats there. Okay, this next one's disgusting. We got Broncos, Giants. Broncos are favored by 3.
I didn't listen to anything you just said.
All right. Broncos, Giants. Broncos are favored by 3.
Fuck the Broncos, dude. Who's even their quarterback?
Teddy Drew Bridgewater.
Locke? Oh.
No, Teddy.
Give me the Giants. Give me the Giants.
I also have the Giants here.
Okay. Giants. Whoa, Andrew. Look at us. We, fuck you, Andrew. You don't shit.
All right. We got Chicago versus the Rams. This should be super easy. We both obviously are going to take the Rams at -7.5.
No.
You're going to take the Bears. All
right. I'm just joking. No, Andrew. I'm just joking. I don't like Stafford, but I sure as shit don't like the Bears.
All right. So we both have
new development. New development on the fantasy. We swap first round picks, and then you give me your fourth round pick, and I give you my fifth round, number two in the fifth round. IDK, does that make sense?
So you're going to be giving up your fourth round pick, and you're going to be getting his fifth round. So you're going to have 2 5th round picks, and he's going to have 2 4th round picks.
Right.
So how many teams is this league?
12. What do you think this is? Amateur hour? You think this is amateur?
Sometimes you said there was a college league. You know, sometimes that happens.
Yeah, we take it very seriously. It's like $100 buy-in.
I could tell with you not knowing what draft pick you are and everything.
Shut the fuck up.
So you're going to be trading the 6th for the 2nd, and then you're going to be getting 2 5th round picks as opposed to just one.
Right.
And you're going to be giving up a 4th round pick. So right. in mocks, when you're like the players going around that 4th pick area, you're going to be missing out on. That's usually the cutoff for decent running backs. Like, you're not going to have Chris Carson. You might get Kareem Hunt. You might get Miles Gaskin. In a 12-man league, it's tough to say. It's not super flex. There's only one QB, so it's not like QBs are going to be going beforehand that's going to be cushioning your running back depth. So it's just a matter of, do you think that grabbing Cook and then whatever running back you probably will grab in the 2nd is worth it to give up? You're not going to have running back depth after that. You're going to have two probably awesome starters, and then you're going to go an awesome wide receiver in the 3rd, and then you're just going to sit and do nothing in the 4th round. And then in the 5th round, you're
but like, who would I even take in the 4th round? Who would I even take in the 4th round?
Just running back depth. I'm just saying there's a huge drop off in the running backs that you get. Like,
I'm taking Kamara. I'm taking Kamara. Hey, do, man, I take Kamara or do I take Cook? Do I take Cook?
I would take Cook, but here's the
fuck
other
you.
Thing about fantasy.
I don't care
here's
what you think.
Fantasy football is all about having fun. So as long as you have fun losing, then you'll be right as rain. Like, that's like not my, you know.
Fuck off, dude. Kamara was the number one running back last year.
Yeah. There are a lot of people injured last year too.
Actually, was it Cook?
It was, you don't know?
It was one of them. It was one of them.
The final game of the first week is the Ravens.
Go.
And
the Raiders.
I'm actually going to be very happy.
Monday night football, baby. Is it double? Are there two Monday night games?
There are not. There's only one Monday night.
Let's go. I want one night. I just want the whole night to be about the Ravens. I want the whole night to be about the Ravens.
The line is Ravens -4. And
that's,
I think you have
is the
to
biggest,
hammer that.
That
you
is
have
the
to hammer it.
Biggest steal in the fucking world. I'm pulling out my 401k money that should be going into NFTs, but I will. Here's what I'll do: I'll roll it into this bet, make money off of the Ravens, and then with the winnings, put the
right
money back
the
in
sunset.
My 401k, and then yeah, I'll put and then spend the. This is all makes sense in my head. Cash out the 401k, put it on the Ravens -4 against the Raiders Monday night, win a bunch of money. Then put the money back in the 401k. That's how it works. And then use the winnings for more of my NFT addictions.
Yeah.
Best of both worlds.
I'm all in.
Best of both worlds. I see no problem with that.
So those are our games. If you want to see my full 10-team parlay, you can see it on the website. There will be a link. Yeah, a thumbs up. The odds for it are +9,303. A $5 bet
Jesus
will net you
Christ.
$470.
That's not even that much money.
That's not a $5 lottery ticket. Know. You know, it's just what it is. I mean, like, it's a 10-team parlay. Like, if you're going into that going, I'm about to be rich, you're a fucking idiot. But it's so fun. They're fun,
yes.
You know.
Yes, of course.
What else do you want to talk about? Is that the episode? I mean, that's week one.
Yeah, that's week one. I got this draft coming up. I need to make a decision. I think I'm going to lock that in. I think I want the number two pick. I think I really do.
Yeah.
I think I want the number two pick. And
I
think...
Gotta go get your guys.
I gotta go get my guys. I think I'm taking Kamara. I really do.
All right. No, listen, it's all about having fun. If you like, if there's
Stop
legitimately...
saying that. Stop saying that as if like...
Fantasy's about fun. And
no,
if
stop saying that.
And if he's your guy, then he's your guy. Like, I mean, that's legitimate.
I think Kamara is my guy.
Yeah, then, I mean, there's no reason that you shouldn't take him over Cook. Like, you should absolutely have him on your team if that's what you think is going to
win. You know what would be funny? Is if, for some reason, Cook goes number one or Saquon Barkley goes number one, and then I just take Christian McCaffrey at number two.
Here's the funny thing. Cool. Would you do that?
Yeah, I would take McCaffrey at number two.
Oh, okay. I'm just checking. Sometimes people have
frozen.
Love it.
Are we frozen? We're not frozen. Are we frozen?
No.
Andrew?
Oh my god, that's the end of the episode. Grapefruit.
Grapefruit. No, you gotta say grapefruit.
Normally, you can only get this technique in one of my classes, but I wanted to share this with you because I believe every man should get grapefruited. When you grapefruit your man, it's gonna feel as if you are giving him head and fucking him at the same time.
Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling.
Valentino summers and wave runners. Chains on my niggas like slave runners. Drug dealers anonymous. Valentino summers and wave runners. Chains on my niggas like slave runners. Drug dealers anonymous. How many Madonnas can that Mazda fit? My brick talk is more than obvious. It's ominous. Garage is the phantom. Ghouls, ghosts, and goblins. Blonde mohawk the collection. I'm Dennis Rodman.
No better feeling would he ever get than being grapefruited. No better feeling would he ever get.
Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling.
Time to hit the showers, cause baths are for babies.